welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise God we're able to be together again. If you're a new listener, I welcome you. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. We've been ministering on a subject of great importance, I feel, and that's our relationship with the Holy Spirit. That as Christians, we need to be very aware that we have a wonderful helper, one who is a friend who walks with us in every moment of our lives, and He's concerned about the smallest details of our lives. Not even you might be, you know, greatly in love with your boyfriend or girlfriend or your husband or wife, but they cannot be as interested in the very details of your life as greatly as the Holy Spirit. I know that's hard for us to imagine, but you know what? He's God, so He can be. He's really concerned about the little things as well as our Christian walk and development. And beloved, you know, one of the burdens of my heart, if I can just bear my soul to you, is that in the time that I've walked with the Lord, the decades I've walked with the Lord, I've known many wonderful, fine Christians, but in so many areas of their soul, they were not healed. They did not allow the Holy Spirit to really do a thorough and a complete work in their lives. They've gone, some of them, on to be with the Lord, and of course, they are with the Lord. There's no question of that. And yet, their lives, their ministry may not have been all that God would have desired because they did not really truly yield to the Holy Spirit. Listen, if you need healing of deep wounds, healing in your soul, there's one who can do that, and that's the Holy Spirit. And He wants to accomplish that. I mean, for many, that healing may be accomplished when they're in the presence of the Lord. But His ideal is for us to have an abundant life now, that we don't have to wait until we're actually in the presence of the Lord to be fully and totally whole, because that Jesus said it is finished. And so the work that He accomplished through the power of the Holy Spirit, if we will avail ourselves of His help, of His wisdom, of His discernment, of His leading, of His guidance, He will bring us into an abundant life that none of us have known yet thus far. I truly believe that. I mean, these are some of the ways that He moves. For example, He creates and gives life. We know that. He did that at the moment of creation. He moved over the waters of the deep. When we confess Jesus, accept Him into our hearts, He gives life to that newborn spirit. He dwells with the saints. He glorifies Christ. He guides us. He helps us in our infirmities. He reproves and sanctifies. He searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. He strives with sinners. He testifies of Christ. He convinces of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. Beloved, He does all these things, and He is such a wonderful friend. He is so precious, He's so sensitive, and He's very much a gentleman. He doesn't force Himself on anyone, and that's why we have to invite Him into our church services. We have to invite Him in an active way to play a very active role in our personal lives. And in fact, that's one of the ways we offend Him, is by ignoring His presence. He's here with us and we act like He doesn't even exist. Beloved, if you need help, He's there to help you. He's able to give you power and strength over bad habits, over addictions, over the hurts and sorrows and griefs of the past, the wounds that have been inflicted upon you. The Holy Spirit is able to heal. He wants to bring you into wholeness. He wants to perfect that which concerns you. Beautiful promise out of the Psalms. That's his purpose. That's what He loves to do. And let's allow Him that freedom and that liberty and that obedience. Now, I've taken some bunny trails, but we are basically looking at another way that the Holy Spirit can be grieved, and that is by serving Him in our own strength, not allowing Him to empower us in our individual lives or even in the corporate church world when we rely on worldly techniques or Madison Avenue techniques to kind of build or promote a ministry or a church or to increase church growth, whatever. Promotion of self or ministry, this is something that will grieve the Holy Spirit. And so if we can't serve the Lord in our own strength, we have to allow the Holy Spirit freedom and liberty to move. And if we will do that, He will glorify Christ. Well, now I shared, there's a passage in Scripture I'd like to share with you, and it's found in Matthew, the 25th chapter. And I'm going to read that, verses 1 through 13. These are the words of Jesus. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Note, these were all virgins waiting to meet the bridegroom, who is Christ. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Oil, of course, is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." That's a very sobering parable. These 5 foolish virgins were very much a part of the church world, right? They were virgins. They had an appearance of serving Christ, and yet they lacked oil in their lamps. They lacked which is basically the Holy Spirit, and allowing Him to give life, to give direction, to give purpose. We may have lamps, and we may have a measure of light, like the foolish virgins, but if we have not that reserve of oil, which is to be found in the presence of an ungrieved spirit, we will be ashamed before Him at His coming. And so, beloved, let's just understand that the Holy Spirit has, in fact, what did Jesus say in Luke? He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. The Holy Spirit is giving us power individually as well as corporately to be able to minister the word of God, to be able to advance the kingdom, to share the good news of the gospel of Christ. But we have to do it in the power of the Holy Spirit. And nothing else really will be successful in any real spiritual or eternal way. And now, finally, I'll share with you the 6th way that we can grieve the Holy Spirit, and that's by grieving the members of God's body, of the body of Christ, grieving the children of God. Listen to what 2 Corinthians 6 and 16 says, "For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Now, we can, in our individual lives, grieve others. If we have uncharitable thinking, well, what happens? If we have that in our hearts, it will lead to uncharitable speaking. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. This grieves the heart of Him who is the Spirit of love and unity. What's going to make heaven heaven? There's nothing but joy and peace and love and unity there. That's why sin is not able to, someone that's not saved would be miserable in heaven, because there's such perfect harmony there. Whatever tends to alienate the affections of God's people one from another is striving against the workings of the Holy Spirit. that which engenders strife, anger, malice, discord, that's counterproductive to the mission of the Holy Spirit. What did Jesus pray? That they all may be one? What did he say in John, the 17th chapter? And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those which thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Neither pray, this is precious. He was thinking about us, brother and sister. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. You know how confusing it must be for a sincere, inquiring soul seeking truth to be confronted with the discrepancies, the disagreements, and the disunity of the Christian message or of Christians. Jesus prayed, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. To hinder this oneness is to grieve the Spirit by marring the unity of the body, which he is so eager to maintain. 1 John 2:8 says, whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Beloved, we need to be pursuing unity and love. Does that mean we allow sin, or we allow that which would grieve the Holy Spirit? Of course not. We must speak the truth in love. That's not being just a milquetoast, just being, you know, smiling and being loving all around and not standing up against unrighteousness. No, that doesn't imply that. But it implies that we will keep the unity of the Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to do His work to speak the truth, the real truth, in love. And if we do that, if we obey the mandate of the Holy Spirit, there will be unity, and the Holy Spirit will have His way. Well, the time has just flown on this broadcast and this entire week. Well, I still have some more thoughts I want to share with you. I invite you to tune in next time, and we'll just allow the Holy Spirit to minister as He chooses. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. Won't you write? I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,